Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Steve Del Bianco, Executive Director of NetChoice, netchoice.org. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Steve, tell us about NetChoice.
Jim, NetChoice is a trade association of leading e-commerce and online platforms. And our mission is pretty simple. We want to make the Internet safe for free enterprise and free expression.
All right. And folks, they do that. And, of course, Steve, as I said, Steve is a leader out, not just representing NetChoice, but other global entities where he does a lot of great work. Steve, let's talk about where the technology industry, the big guys especially, Google, Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft, who else? Facebook, did I say that? And Twitter, even Twitter, who knows, maybe LinkedIn. Well, those organizations... They're going to be their leverage, their ability to do things that others and create problems. Steve, is not like the steel companies or the railroad companies of 100 plus years ago. Not like Ford. Not like GM. Not like even like IBM. And certainly not even like Microsoft 20 years ago. You and I reported on this. Almost 20 years ago on the Microsoft, USV Microsoft case. This capability they have, this power they have and that they're acquiring, they're going to continue to have, is at a quantum leap level of potential problems over what we've ever had before. And this is the reason why I think the discussion about what they should be doing and what we should be doing about them is different. What do you think?
Yeah, but it's not such a quantum leap from new industries that were born in this country in the last century. Think about it. Telephone, radio, television, newspapers, broadcast, all of those media industries definitely created huge disruptions in the way people ran their lives. They created huge concentrations of power, especially in towns where there was only a single newspaper or one or two TV stations. So we have in this country a history of disruptive technologies when it comes to communications, and communications does concentrate power. So we are all right to be skeptical about what we see online. I mean, I shudder when somebody says, "Yeah, I read it on the internet," because that doesn't give you confidence. Jeff.
That's right.
I mean, so many times you have to consider the source. Who said it? Was it an author, a publisher, an editor? Was this somebody who researched something carefully,
right,
or was it just a regular user expressing an opinion?
Yeah.
And how do we figure out what's the truth in an era like this?
But I'm not so much concerned about content, Steve. We'll sort out the content. We're all going to have to get smarter and better, more discerning consumers of content. I'm not so much concerned about content or even the news as I am other things. For example, so you know what a Roomba is? It's a vacuum cleaner, a little vacuum cleaner that vacuums your house while you're not there. You know about that? You've seen those things, right? They bump into things, and those things map out your house. They know the difference between a sofa and a dining room chair. That information is soon going to be available to advertisers. What is in your house, what your Roomba bumps into, is soon going to be available. They're going to sell that information to advertisers. That's the kind of access.
And you're wrong. They'll never sell the information. If Roomba does anything, they'll tell advertisers, "If you pay us, we'll deliver sofa ads to the people that we know have sofa."
I understand.
And that will deliver.
But that's my point is, Steve, that's a level of intrusion that we've never had before, and we're going to have to reconcile that.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I wrong?
They don't sell the data. And the intrusion is, if you're going to see ads, why wouldn't it be better to see ads that are more relevant to what is in your house. Especially because
Steve, you and I are on the same page on this. I'm just saying this is the quantum leap part. This is the intrusion. This is the what I call the ut prius level, before the fact level. This is the concern that I have. This is, and again, you and I are more aligned than not. But this is the issue that the government is going to start dealing with, and your tech companies, the people that you and I do business with. They're going to have to figure out how to solve this. Last thoughts, 20 seconds.
Jim, some of this polling looked into whether or not the government ought to be breaking up America's tech leading companies.
What'd they say?
The good news is 77% said they don't think the government should concentrate its antitrust enforcement on our big tech.
And you heard that. You heard that polling right here on the Small Business Advocate Show from our good friend Steve DiBianco, who will be back again real soon. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.